Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul. Sings a tune without the words and never stops at all. The sweetest in the gale is heard, and so must be the storm that could abash a little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity I ask a crumb of me.
When considering the long, long journey into fostering, to those of us who have left home to travel to a faraway country, the fear of the unknown, when the next meal is going to come from, when help is coming from, the loneliness, anxiety, sadness, and the memory that brings to me when considering fostering. This enables me to empathize with the children and the young people and embrace them dearly into my home. The idea of being in care, not knowing when they're going back home, not knowing if they fit in the family way of life, and not knowing when your next family member is visiting, when considering the long, long journey into fostering. These are what people should think about.
This is just to say, I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet and so cold.
Makes you think what else he had eaten. And she said, forgive me. For what? You ate it? I can't forgive you, I can't have it back.
So he doesn't deserve forgiveness.
No.
No.
Especially that the plants are so nice.
I went to Tesco today and I bought some cherries. And I didn't even read that poem about the cherries until when you told us. So I wrote this. I have bought some cherries today, Antosh, because I love them. They are in the cold fridge. You can taste one, but don't eat them all, okay? You're sweet. You're sweetie pie. Sweeter than the apple pie. But my cherries is sweeter than a pie.
Turned off the switch of the refrigerator, so now it won't work at all, which you must have been hoping I wouldn't do, because now someone will have to get on there hands and knees.
Speaking about my apple, so an apple a day keeps the doctor away. When you have a dry throat, it's not very committed, very uncomfortable. So having a freeze apple the first thing in the morning is most enjoyable. Just keep on having a jolly time with my apple. They're very sweet, and I call it the ice apple.
Mine is about a large bottle of red olives in our fridge. It has been there for a very long time that we don't want to eat, but we don't want to get rid of it. It's an ordinary large bottle. Oh, you beautiful large bottle of olives. You have been with us for more than 4 years. A present from our daughter, Abna. You look delicious to be eaten, but we've decided not to. This is to remember our connection with our daughter. We do not want to get rid of you. We treasure you so much as we treasure her. You occupy a big space in the fridge, but we don't mind because you are worth it. Oh, how long are we going to keep you? Abna doesn't even know you are still sitting in there. How will she feel to know you are still there? I don't know. I don't really know.
This bit of dirt has awakened. Dear dirt, I've always taken you for granted, but thinking of you lately, I'm a great part of you. Hi, we all come from the earth, from the dirt, with nothing. We have got eyes to see, ears to hear, lips to speak, nose to smell, hands, feet, body organs. Oh, God has made house earth wonderful instruments. We got brains to think. We've got emotions. We can move about, do various things, shed tears, laugh, shout, and many more. Dirt, you are extremely powerful. I'll have to respect you much, much more from now on.
It was like the quick flick of a loose shoe and the tiptoe to lean over to see where it was, stuck on the edge of a ledge, then leaning, and a quivering of legs to jellyfish and arms outstretched to greet the beach and the mad plunge of a life finally begun. And the thud of body on mud and bones cracked on stones and blood pouring out of orifices as the sea rushed in. And, Mum, are you all right? You've gone a funny colour. Hold my hand. And I clutched greedily, hunching my shoulders and looking only at the path, till we came to a field and home the safe way. Yes, that's how it was. Your father's done us proud again, said my dad to my mother as he slid the cardboard box onto the kitchen table. He promised he would, replied my mother. I wonder what he sent this time. I'll get my penknife out and slit the box tape over the box. Come on, kids, gather round and get ready to dive in. All three of us leant over the box. There was a sheath of green leaves with strands of padding going out of it. It was yellow, just like sunshine.
A jar of onion, apple and sultana chutney. Needs a mate, cheese or cold meat. Be on its sell-by date. Could always have a chutney butty. I have no marmalade or jam. Oh, just found lurking in the back of the fridge some ham.
I would say there's a sauce called pepper sauce that lasts for years in your fridge. And the idea came that you get these peppers, take the seeds out, because the seeds themselves are very, very hot. So you take those out and mince them in your mixer. And to preserve it, you put the vinegar and some salt to cure it. But the first time I had it, it burns your mouth, and you had to be drinking water all the time, and then until you get like used to it. And my son-in-law, for the first time, I gave him the pepper sauce. He nearly died with the heat in his mouth. He nearly passed away. He was bawling, and the water makes it more hot. But it's very tasty now. Then in the end, you become used to the heat. But it's lasts a long time, years in your fridge.
Stella, she couldn't join today, but she wrote a nice little message. I think Sophie asked for some feedback about the kind of impact of the arts on her, and she said, she responded, this is a message, the state of the art, impact of the arts on my life. I've become very conscious of the world around me. I see objects with lines, shapes, vibrant colors, the beauty, flow, and deeper meanings of words. Creativity has had a sobering effect on my life and well-being. Poetry and Storytelling Group introduced me to the arts. I see improvement in my writing skills, stop to admire nature. Of course, the social interaction with the other members. Stella.